Well, it's good to be with you on this wonderful Sunday morning to come and have Sunday morning worship. I'm looking out over our auditorium this morning and I miss you. I tell you, I miss you, church. I am thankful for live stream and I'm thankful for technology, but I can't wait to have you all back. Hopefully next Sunday, hopefully on Palm Sunday, we'll be back together. But until then, we're going to be faithful. We're going to have service today. I'm thankful for that great song, God Sees What We Don't. He seen all this. He knew all this was going to happen. He knew this virus would come. He knew of our struggles. Hey, I'm glad I got a God that has everything under control. And I want you to know that we're not wandering in darkness. We're not straying in darkness. Thank God we're following the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm glad for the gospel. I'm glad it's still the power of God unto salvation. And I've got a subject this morning that I think is very timely. I think it'll be a help to you. And I want you to look. I'm going to take you to two passages of Scripture. I'm going to take you to Romans chapter number 8 and just read two verses of Scripture. And then I'm going to go to 1 John chapter number 3. And that's where we'll spend our time this morning. I have a subject on my heart that I think will be helpful to this today. I'm going to be preaching on real hope. I want you to know something. Jesus is all we need and all we long for. And I want you to know there is real hope in Jesus. Real hope in the gospel. The Bible said in Romans chapter number 8, for we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. Now I want you to turn with me to 1 John chapter number 3, where we're going to be preaching from primarily today. The Bible said, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Hallelujah. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath, listen to this, this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Our Father, I ask you to anoint me with your power as we're here this morning and our folks are huddled there at their homes. Lord, I pray, God, that you would give a blessing to everyone that's listening to this message by way of live stream. I pray that if there's sinners listening, I pray, God, they'll be saved. They're without hope, Lord. But God, they are straying. They have no guidance. I pray, Lord, they'll get saved today. And I pray for the Christians that they would just rest upon your word. Rest upon the truth of the gospel. And we'll give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. For his sake, amen. Every Sunday that I preach here at Taze Valley Baptist Church, and when the church house is full, I look at people, and I look at them, and I see people's eyes. They seem like they're so far away, and they're so distant, and they seem like they don't have any hope. But I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, God wants to give you hope. I've been doing some shopping. We're still practicing the social distancing, but I've been doing some shopping and going to different places It seems like people are in a fog. They seem so far away. Their eyes seem like they have no hope. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad that the Word of God says we have this hope. This hope. You can't find hope in the world. You know, our politicians are trying to push all kinds of buttons. And as yet, they haven't succeeded. But I want you to know something. God has a hope that is successful. I know there's a lot of people that is choosing alcohol to soothe them during this time and for their hope. I was at the grocery store the other day and I was getting a few groceries and there's one lady walked by me. She had a whole buggy full of liquor. And she looked like to me she about half drunk when I saw her. And I thought, dear God, you can't find hope in the bottle. You can't find hope in drugs. You can't find hope in mere religion. You can't find hope in Hollywood. You can't make a trip to Mecca and find hope. Yeah, Mohammed doesn't have hope. Buddha doesn't have hope. There's not hope found in the Pope, but hope is found in Jesus Christ. If you're looking for hope, you'll not find it in education. There's a lot of educated people working on this coronavirus and trying to find antibodies and trying to make a vaccine. They haven't been successful yet. And they're risking their hopes on those things. But I want you to know you'll not find it in education. You're not going to find it in your location. You know, a lot of people run here and run there to try to find hope. They'll go this person or that person and they'll try this thing or that thing to try to find hope. You'll not find it in location. You're not going to find it in destinations. And you're not going to find it in anywhere except one place. And that is in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. My hope is built on nothing less save Jesus and His righteousness. I'm thankful for that. I want you to know something. I'm preaching this morning not on just a hope or some hope, but I'm preaching on this hope, real substance. Something you really can trust in. Well, hallelujah. I'm glad as a church. I'm glad as a body of believers that we have a hope that's beyond this world, that's found in Jesus Christ. When I look for a definition of hope, it's one definition is anticipation or a confidence or an unwavering hope, an expectation. It's more than crossing your fingers. That's what a lot of people are doing right now with this coronavirus. They're crossing their fingers in some way they'll go away. In some way they'll find hope. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's more than crossing your fingers. It's more than trusting something like that. Your hope is found in Christ. It's more than just a wish. Well, I wish this would go away. And I wish it was better. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a hope that assures us that God is going to take care of us. It's not found in our bank accounts. It's not found in our stock market. And by the way, I'll give you some pastoral counsel. Don't be looking at that thing. If you got some stock, don't look at it right now. You'll get depressed. But our hope's not found in that. It's not found in religion or expectation. It's based upon the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I'm glad for that. It's called this hope. Real hope. Hope of a substance. Let's look at this passage of Scripture in 1 John now. as we deal with this subject. Real hope. First of all, we see an awesome position. The Bible said, behold, what manner of love that the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Ladies and gentlemen, what an awesome position we're in. We are children of God. We are sons of God and joint heirs of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God for that kind of hope. It's based on an initiating creator. It said, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us. I want you to know that my God initiated your salvation. Before the world began. Before the world began, God had a great plan. A great plan for hope. A great plan found in His Son. A great plan found upon the Word of God. That we can have hope. That we can rest in the shed blood of Jesus. It originated with God the Father. Hallelujah. By the way, I'll just say this. As far as God the Father was concerned, you were saved when He chose you in eternity past. And as far as God the Son was concerned, you were saved when He died for you on Calvary. And as far as God the Holy Spirit was concerned, you were saved when He drew you to Christ and you received that hope. That was initiated from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. God thought it. The Son bought it. And the Holy Ghost wrought it. And hallelujah, I caught it. And I've got it. And I'm saved. And secure. And supplied. And sustained. Oh, what a hope the Father has for us. Hallelujah. Then I see an incredible compassion. What manner of love. Oh, hallelujah. That word manner means out of the country. Or what sort. This didn't come from an earthly love. Ladies and gentlemen, the love we have been bestowed with is an eternal love. It's an unconditional love. It is a great love. Woo! It's an exclusive love. It's an incomparable love. I want to tell you something. He loves me when I'm up. And He loves me when I'm down. He loves me when I'm in. And He loves me when I'm out. Oh, thank God for the love of God. Then I see an incredible calling. Notice what it said, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Thank God we have an entrance into the family. We were on our way to a devil's hell. We were on our way to a place where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. But God intervened and called us unto salvation by a holy calling. Hallelujah. I see in that a family identity. Hallelujah. I'm a child of God. I'm a son of God. And hey, you at home right now, say it. Say, I'm a child of God. I'm an heir of God. I'm a joint heir with Jesus. And then it talks about a future inheritance. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because they knew Him not. And then said, beloved, now we the sons of God, it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But I want you to know, we have a future inheritance. Then I see an inevitable consequence. Hallelujah. Therefore, God is calling us a son. We may not understand it all, but we have a Christ identification. We're identified with Christ. That's where our hope comes from. It's not being identified with the world. It's not being identified necessarily with a Baptist or a Methodist or a Catholic. No, no, no. It's being identified with Jesus Christ. That's where real hope comes from. Then secondly, I want you to look at verse number 2. I want to show you an assured promise. Boy, I'll tell you what, I'm about ready to shout right here. I just got a few people in the room with me, and I'm getting ready to get them to shout with me. Look what it says. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Let me say some things to you. I notice a convicted present now. Let me say this. We're saved right now. Now I want to tell you, I know there's some people, maybe you're listening to me today. You don't believe it like I do. You believe your good works got to outweigh your bad works, and maybe you'll make it. And you believe in taking the sacraments to be saved. And you believe in baptismal regeneration to be saved. And you believe that being saved is a later thing. And that you've got to maintain good works. I want to say, hey, what He said in the Word of God. He said, now are we the sons of God. I'm saved now. I'm redeemed by His blood now. I'm washed now. I'm born again now. I'm a child of God now. I'm alive in Christ now. Well, glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. A convicted present. A current puzzling. Notice what He said. He said, beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. Now, I want all y'all to know, I don't know what we're going to be. Now, I have some preacher friends. Sometimes I think they're about half crazy. They think all of us are going to be 33 and a half years old. I mean, we're puzzled. I have not seen, nor ear heard, or entered in the heart of man what God's laid up for us. I don't know all about it. I can't explain it all. I'm somewhat puzzled right now. But one of these days, I'm going to see Him face to face. Woo! Look what He says in that verse. Above and now we're the sons of God. And if not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. That is a confident prospect. I don't know exactly how I'm going to be, but I want you to know, I do know some things. I do know I'm going to a city four square. I do know that I'm going to participate in the marriage supper of the Lamb. And like Hyman Appleman said, they won't say grace till I get there. Hallelujah for that. I one day am going to rule and reign with Christ during the millennial kingdom. The 1,000-year reign. That's some of you said, well, I don't believe in that. Well, I want you to know, outfit, I'm a pre-millennialist. I'm a pre-tribulation rapturist. You may say, what does that mean? I'll tell you what it means. I'm getting ready to do some preaching. That means the church is going out before the tribulation. Hello? That's where our hope is. Oh, we got some of these knuckleheads that believe you're going halfway through or three-way, quarters way through, or you're going all the way through the tribulation. No, 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 no. Our real hope is we're going to be raptured out before the tribulation. Then we're going to mount up on white horses according to Revelation 19. Woo! And we're coming back with Him at the end of the tribulation. And the devil is going to be put in a bottomless pit and chained. And we're going to rule and reign with Christ 1,000 years. Oh yeah. I'm glad I read the back of the book also. And the devil's going to hell. And we're going to heaven. And I see a coming person. He's coming again. Woo! You know, I've probably had 50 calls. And they've asked me this, preacher, do you think what we're going through right now might be leading us toward the coming of the Lord? Well, I will say this, that in the last days there's going to be pestilence. Be multitude of diseases. Now, that said, that's going to happen after the rapture, during the tribulation. And if we're seeing it right now, and we are, look at this pandemic. Look at this coronavirus. It's making a lot of people sick. A lot of people are dying. But I want you to know he's coming again. And he's going to put away sickness. And dying, and there'll be no more crying, and no more sorrow, and no more pain. Hallelujah! He's coming back. Then I see a clear perception. Boy, I like this. Somebody said, preacher, what are you going to be like? Beloved, now we're the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. I love the word of God. I read in the Bible and saw how that he spit on clay and put it on a man's eyes. I read in the Bible and see how he took a lad's lunch and fed 5,000 men. I see in the Bible how he walked up to Calvary's cross, was put into a borrowed tomb. But I see in the Bible, he came the first time as a lamb, but he's coming a second time as the lion of the tribe of Judah and the root of David. Hallelujah! Lastly, I'm finished. I want you to notice verse number 3 about this real hope. This real hope. This hope. Look what the Bible said. And every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. Every man, every person that's saved has this hope in them. I see an individual resolve. Every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself. Now I want you to know something. We need to individually resolve that we're going to live for God. That we're going to be pure. And we're going to be holy. And we're going to be separated. And we're going to live a godly life. Oh, hallelujah. You know what the world needs right now during this outbreak of this coronavirus? They don't need to see a bunch of liberal, loose, left-wing Christians who act like there's no hope, who live like there's no hope, who live like old alley cats. We need to be pure. We need to have an individual resolve that we don't panic. But we put our trust in Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Then I see an inward resident. And every man that hath this hope in him. Oh, hallelujah. I want you to know, well, glory to God. You said, where's your hope? In me? You said, what do you mean? What do you mean in me? I'll tell you, when I got saved, boy, my mule's about to get loose and I'm about to shout. When I got saved, God put his Holy Ghost down in me. And I'm sealed to the day of redemption. And that Holy Ghost is working in me right now and performing for me right now. And you said, I can't live a Christian life. Yes, you can, because you have the power of the Holy Ghost in you right now. Hallelujah. Then we have instinctive righteousness. Every man that have this hope in him purifieth himself. Hallelujah. I want to be like him. But I want you to know one of these days, even though my efforts may be futile sometimes, one of these days, I am going to be totally like him. Hallelujah. There's some of you, listen to me right now, you're having a hard time breaking your habits. Some of you right now, you've been watching pornographic stuff and social drinking and carrying on ignorantly. You know what God wants you to have? He wants you to have an instinctive hope, a pure hope. Hallelujah. Lastly, and I'm finished. Hallelujah. Hadn't this been good today? Didn't I see an impeccable role model? Look at this scripture. And every man that hath his hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. We have a great role model. He said, be ye holy as I am holy. You want to have a role model? Follow Jesus. Somebody said, well, did he ever sin? No, I'll answer that. He never sinned. He never sinned because he couldn't. Hallelujah. And he wouldn't. Somebody say amen, because he couldn't. I'm glad to have a holy high priest that is undefiled. And what an example the Lord Jesus is. He's an example of compassion. He's an example of mercy. What an example of mercy. He's an example of stability. Why is it you're panicking right now? During these circumstances, you're panicking. And some people say, well, I don't know if I can tithe. Yes, you can. Don't panic. Don't panic. Put your trust in God. Preacher, I don't know if it'll ever be right. Oh, yes, it will. You got real hope if you have Jesus. Now, I'm closing. I want to ask you, as I stand before you now, I'm looking out at all these empty seats. I miss you. I want to talk to you, unbeliever. What have you been trying to do to satisfy yourself? Have you tried alcohol and tried some kind of religion? I want to tell you what you need to do. You need to trust Jesus Christ right now. You need to put away that foolishness. It hadn't satisfied you. It hadn't helped you. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He said, just trust me. Not trust religion, trust him. Bible says you've got to realize you're a sinner, all sin and come short of the glory of God. You got to realize the penalty of sin, the wages of sin is death. But you've got to realize the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But God committeth his love toward us, and while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's what you need this morning. You need that hope. Here's how you get it. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Child of God, a word for you. You're not like this world. This world right now during this coronavirus, they're trying everything. They're trying stimulus packages. People are staying home. They're trying social distancing. They're trying everything to find some kind of hope. Child of God, you've got that hope. That hope's in you. I pray that you'll yield to the Holy Ghost during these dark times and difficult times. He'll help you get through. Let me pray. Our Father, I ask you right now for that sinner that's listening to me that has no hope that they'll trust you as Savior. I pray right now, God, that you just touch them. And then I pray, God, for a church member who's saved, that they'll glean and yield to the hope that's in them. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. Well, today's a special day. Brother Jared made mention of it during our regular offering. Today is when we do our special building fund offering today. We're at 84.6%, or we owe $234,000. And we've designated today, the 29th, as the building fund offering. Now, I know, hopefully you wrote your tithe checks just a little bit ago, or you went online and put your tithe there. Be sure to do that. But now, this is a special offering. A building fund offering. You said, how can we pay off this building these dark days? Wouldn't it be a blessing if we'd done that? What a great, great goal that should be. That we can finish these things off in these dark days. So I pray right now. I'm going to pray for this offering. Then we're going to show you a little video of when we dedicated the building. And to tell you where we've come from. I want to tell you, it ought to bless every Taze Valley Baptist Church member that God's brought us so far. And we're just a little ways away from finishing the job. Let me pray one more time. Father, I want to pray for this building fund offering, this special offering above our tithe, that our people will be faithful and they'll do right. And we'll praise you in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen.